Do you know, whenever HDB launched massive supply of BTO flats, I can't stop wondering what is the impact to both the resale HDB and private market. Someone asked me why I have such thoughts. Well, as savvy property investor in the market, I think we need to keep ourselves abreast what is happening in the market and the wider implication it had, so that we can make an informed decision for our own investment and live unscattered, especially during a storm. The massive supply of BTO flats in the housing market will have significant implication. This effect will be felt across pricing, demand trends, buyer behaviors, upgrading pathway, and overall market sentiment. Here, let us take an in-depth look at how this may unfold in the foreseeable future. The authority has mentioned many times before in Parliament and in press interview, the influx of BTO flats is to cool the red-hot HDB market. Come on, let's face it, HDB resale price index is at a record high. It has galloped by leaps and bounds since COVID-19. Even aging HDB flats are commanding top dollars. This has somehow gone against the fundamental of an aging lease. The surge in new BTO flats, especially those in mature or desirable location, will dilute demand for older resale HDB flats. Buyers, particularly first-timers, will compare new and affordable BTO flats with 30 to 40 years old resale flats with a shorter lease. This could lead to price stagnation or even decline in resale prices in the years ahead. Here, don't need to kanchiong first. There are always those that are cash tight and don't mind an older but cheaper flat. Plus, you always have PR to make up the new demand. The influx of BTO flats will widen the price gap between new and older resale flat. Let's face it, newer BTO flats should always command a higher price due to its newer lease, better design, and superior location. This is especially so for those under the prime location housing model or PLH flats. With more supplies under prime, this could lift the price level for HDB valuation in central region as well as in popular towns. However, the 10-year MOP restriction could limit their liquidity, making standard flats more attractive for families that need more housing flexibility. Coming back to prime flat, they have a clawback upon the resale of the flat. But I think this will not deter buyers owning one. The only consideration is the longer MOP period and they cannot rent it out. Say, if you're a first-timer and commit to a prime flat with a 10-year MOP, assuming you are in your late 20s now to book a flat, after factoring in 4 years of construction period, you can only sell your flat when you hit early 40s. Okay, there is still an ideal age to upgrade to a private condo with the profit you have made. Easily more than double or even triple if property prices keep going up. This group of HDB upgraders will be known as $1 million HDB MOP owners in the near future. They will flood the market with their newfound wealth. It's like 100,000 for the COE. Why is that? I mean, I make $1 million already. 100,000 COE? Chicken feed. Anyway, I have made known to the authority that the practice of 100% kind financing is not healthy and sustainable. There is another reason why COE is not coming down. They should seriously take a hard look at this. Back to prime flat. If you book a prime flat at 40 years old, by the time you hit MOP, you will easily be 55. At 55 years old, you sure you want to enter the private market at this junction? By the way, your loan tenure is only 10 years. Come on, how much more can you borrow? This also means a significant number of HDB upgraders will be eliminated in this property game. They want to upgrade, but age and other commitment hold them back. This will have serious implications to the private property market. Do you agree with me? Still on HDB flats, if you have noticed, HDB has launched many two-room flexi flats to allow seniors to write signs. So, when seniors write signs to a smaller flat, they will have to sell their resale HDB flat, correct? This means that there could be one day be more supply than demand. This is in addition to two-room flats that are made eligible for first-time singles to own their own flat. All this will have an impact to the wider HDB resale market. A substantial segment of private property demand, especially the outside central region, come from HDB upgraders. In recent years, I witnessed more practical Singaporeans choose to buy a bigger resale HDB flat instead, both for their practicality and their affordability. That is why even aging mansionettes are fetching $1 million today. Here, it's not because they don't want to upgrade, it's because they can't afford to. For example, a resale condo today in the OCR easily costs 1.6 million upwards. New home costs 2.2 million upwards. Spaces have shrink too. A compact size 3 bedroom now measure only 73 square meter. Oh my god. If you have one child, then this is still possible. But if you have two and need to cook, how to cook even with an open concept kitchen? Every day eat Maggi Mee or Dabao. Sorry ho, I'm very sure before you hit 60 years old, you will kiss bye-bye. For those that are doing well and have exceeded their income ceiling to be eligible for another BTO flats, will continue to flood both the new and resale private market. With their newfound wealth, upgrading is not an issue. The trend in past years have said it all. Moreover, couples are having one child instead of more. This means they'll have more financial ability to own a private property instead. This segment will support the private market in the long term. Then, how about EC? By and large, I think EC will still attract buyers for their affordability. When they hit the resale market after MOP, they will be like BTO flats. Except that, don't expect to make millions in profit due to higher property price today. By and large, we will see stronger take-up rate in the RCR region due to more prime flat in this segment. They will land a strong price support. However, the high resale prices we see today may witness slower price growth ahead and higher vacancy period due to more supply entering the market with a slower labor market. As for the CCR properties, the bigger 3 and 4 bedroom will still be buyer's choice for their own use. This is a different league altogether. Such buyers have the financial means to hold on to them. However, the smaller apartment will continue to face headwind ahead. Unless the 60% ABSD is removed, else the situation will remain status quo. In summary, the injection of massive BTO supply will not destabilize the housing market. In fact, the intention of this move is to support first-time buyers to own their first HDB flat, and hopefully they can have more babies. We need more babies, correct? However, older HDB flats may see potential price stagnation or correction ahead. Going forward, if a significant chunk of HDB upgraders is tied in to a 10-year MOP, this could also mean less demand for new homes. HDB flats are always sought after by private property due to their space and affordability. With Singapore entering an aging society, with more seniors, private property owners cashing out and return to that harbour HDB flat instead, will this help to support sought after HDB flat in choice location? Will this also led to a hollowing out in the private market when such apartments are occupied by foreign tenants only? In fact, if you look at it closely, HDB flat prices in choice location are still holding very strong. This brings me back to this point. Has HDB resale flat become a direct competitor to private condo due to its space, design, and more heartland location? By the way, there will be more choice BTO flats to choose from in the next BTO exercise. From Redhill to Telok Blangah. Confirm big what? As long as HDB build BTO flats for the masses, there will continue to be a strong mandate supporting them. This is what I call BTO flat diplomacy. HDB together, Singapore what forever. With that, I come to the end of this video. By the way, if you have any housing plans, I'll be more than happy to assist you. Thank you for watching.